Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, COP29 kicks off on Monday in the Azerbaijani capital of Baku. Caroline Doherty, Irish Independent Environment correspondent, joins us. Caroline, people mightn't be aware, they might be surprised that there is another COP about to start on Monday. Give us a quick guide to what's happening.
Well, this is COP29 because the countries of the world have met, and this will be their 29th time to discuss the climate crisis. What's happening is there's every year the overall aim is to get the countries of the world to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions because that's what's causing climate change. Every year they kind of focus on something slightly different. So whether it be getting countries to stop using fossil fuels or whether it be looking at other forms of greenhouse gas emissions, methane from gas or methane from agriculture. And one of the big issues this year will be looking at how we actually pay for what needs to happen in countries to actually cope with the climate change that's already happening. And the climate change we know we can't stop. We're still trying to slow it down, still trying to stop the worst effects, but we know it's already here. So there's a big push to help poorer countries. They're the ones who get hit worst by natural disasters that are caused and fueled and intensified by climate change. And they're the ones who are least able to cope with it. So they don't have protections and they don't have infrastructure that can cope with it.
Why are so many world leaders opting to miss the summit? Ursula von der Leyen won't be there. Emmanuel Macron, Joe Biden skipping the World Leaders Climate Action Summit on Tuesday and Wednesday. Are some world leaders taking this particular COP less seriously?
Yes, I think they are. They wouldn't say they're taking it less seriously. They're just saying there's too much happening at home that they have to deal with, too many crises. I mean, we have a situation now in Germany, and that's going to throw a spanner in the works there because of what's happening with the government there. Who will they send? You know, each country will send some sort of delegation or representative. Ireland isn't sending a Taoiseach this year. Definitely there is a feeling that there's just too much going on in the world. The Middle East crisis, Ukraine is rumbling on. What's happened in the US now? We have a few months of sort of a lame duck government there. And there are other European heads of state that are not attending. It's not a great look for this particular COP.
No.
It sort of sets the tone of, it's hard to know, is it kind of a defeatism? Is it kind of a frustration with the system, or is it that the system of the COP is actually getting too demanding because there's been so many, you know, UN reports and scientific body reports in the last few weeks really emphasising just how bad things are in terms of our performance in climate change and climate action and just how bad things could get in terms of climate change.
So can we expect much from COP, or are you quite pessimistic as to what's going to come out of it?
There's always incremental changes. You know, they tighten up agreements, they push things just a little harder. You know, they raise their ambition a little more. There's a few things. You know, next year, all countries have to come together and increase their ambitions, increase their target for greenhouse gas reduction. Ireland already has quite a high target. We plan to reduce our emissions by 51% by 2030. Other countries don't have anything like that. So there's a hope that by February they'll all come together and, you know, produce something impressive. So this COP was kind of trying to spur on that ambition. And the financing is really big because many countries will never put up a wind turbine or a solar panel or tidal or hydropower. You know, they'll be tempted to keep using whatever oil and gas is in their ground.
Caroline Doherty.
And they need money to support them.
Yeah, Caroline Doherty, we will leave it there. Caroline Doherty, Irish Independent Environment correspondent. Thank you for talking.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.